This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and wow, this hour, political history unfolding in real time. From Super Tuesday to Bloody Thursday, we are watching as the Republican Party is trying to take down its own front runner with an all-hands-on-deck political sacrifice. Is there a doctor in the House? Well, not anymore. Ben Carson is out of the race as of today and probably relieved at this point. Mitt Romney gave a speech today tearing apart every aspect of Donald Trump's record and grasp of national affairs, and Donald Trump, shimmering with his recently acquired Super Tuesday frontrunner credentials, responded to Romney at a political rally in Maine a few hours later. Let's start with Romney, though. Evoking the gods of American conservatism, the failed 2012 presidential candidate went after Donald Trump's character, his business acumen and morality, his truthfulness, and even whether he has any intelligence. For the anti-abortion Republican Conservative Party, this was a public attempt to abort Donald Trump's aims at the Republican nomination 9 months before Election Day. Listen, here's Romney assailing Trump's business sense.
His bankruptcies have crushed small businesses and the men and women who work for them. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks and Trump Mortgage. A business genius he is not.
Romney also called him a liar and a fraud, profane and repugnant morally. This was the same person who Romney was happy to have endorsing him back in 2012 when Romney said that Trump's business instincts were exactly what the country needed. But speaking today, Romney said for Trump to get anywhere near the White House would be an instant global crisis.
He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader. His imagination must not be married to real power.
Kimberly Lobey of Willoughby, Ohio, voted for Mitt Romney in 2012, and we got her immediate impressions of Romney's attempted Trump takedown speech.
I have to say that I wonder if what he did will only serve to strengthen Trump's position, because most of the people voting for Trump at this point are bucking establishment politics, and that's how they're looking at Romney. He almost came off as a little bit of a bully, insulting the intelligence of the people that are backing Trump at this point.
But Donald Trump made that point himself a few hours later in his own fiery speech in Maine.
Now, I heard, and I saw just a little bit of it, but I heard that Mitt Romney made a fairly long speech. And I mean, honestly, I thought I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly. The third debate. He failed badly. That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won. And I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared.
Well, for the Takeaways, Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, this is political theater you can only dream of. But a GOP endgame for Trump? Doubtful, he says.
Absolutely remarkable, historic in every way. You've never seen anything like it. The past nominee of the Republican Party, as you said, doing his very best to help in the 11th hour attempted takedown of the person who is now the presumptive nominee, not the nominee yet, but the presumptive nominee of his party, all against a backdrop, John, of 7 years of the Republican establishment courting the exact anger, the exact vehemence that Donald Trump has come to represent. Part of the irony of Mitt Romney being on that stage and delivering such a powerful indictment of Donald Trump is how Mitt Romney helped to court and create the phenomenon that is Donald Trump, and he made absolutely no acknowledgement of it. Some of this has to do with raising money from Wall Street donors to put up ads. It has to do with getting respected establishment, well-known high-name ID politicians out in front of the public like Mitt Romney that you just saw. But the organization really stops there because, John, where does the organization go when the field against Donald Trump is still split as it is, when Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and for that matter, John Kasich, are still fighting each other for the right to challenge Trump directly. All of the talk, all of the speeches and all of the money raised don't make a bit of difference if Trump goes into that convention with a majority of delegates. And if he goes into the convention on the cusp of a majority of delegates, you have the added liability of trying to unseat the person who won the majority of the Republican primary and stick a thumb into the eye of millions and millions of Republican voters who want Trump. There's no good way out of this.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent.